This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, and being part of the conversation. You really got to be part of the conversation. Matter of fact, they're having more fun in the chat room, I'm sure, than we are here. But you're really going to be part of the conversation in order to get informed. I don't really know any way to put it, but to get informed and stay informed, you should be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you do want to be part of the conversation, and I want you to be, and what I did tonight, as I do pretty much every night anyhow, is I take your links, your comments during the show, and I take your links and your comments during the show and some of the stories that you want me to do that I can't necessarily get to, and I make sure that I try to get them before the night's up. So bear with me. But you send me so many of them, and it's hard to read through them. You know, what I used to have you guys do is email them to me. Email me a link. Tell me about the article, and just give me a couple of bullet points as to why I should do it. And it makes things so hard better. It makes things so much easier and less hard. But my brain gets in front of my tongue and lips. I don't want to tell you. So let's see what we got here. Oh, hey, this is a weird one. Did you guys hear about this the other day? There was a top Democrat, or actually, he was a top Democratic official. Now, I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but it seems that he was shot to death in Washington, Washington, D.C., where you can't have a gun. It's illegal to own a gun in Washington, D.C. There was a story we did a couple of months ago about somebody that faced a year in jail for having, I think, right, but was it the bullet or was it the shell?
I think it was the shell.
It was the shell. He had a shell of a bullet in the coffee cup holder in his car, and he got caught with it. And he faces a year in prison because of the way the law was written. So, a top staffer of the Democratic National Committee was fatally shot on Sunday, Seth Conrad Rich, and we're not making fun of somebody getting shot. So, you know, keep your emails to yourself. If you're gonna write me on stupid stuff, don't bother. You know, at least have some common sense to it, and then we'll talk. So it happened very early in the morning, like 4:20 in the morning, on a residential street. It was near a convenience store. He died a few hours later at a local hospital. He was 27 years old. Just terrible. He wanted to make a difference. Now, see, even though he was a Democrat, I figure as he got older, he would have figured it out. But even though he was a Democrat, unlike how they feel about us, I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to be shot. I don't want anybody to be beaten up like this. It's not the way we should be. This guy wanted to make a difference. That's according to his father, who was 68 years old. He said politics was in his blood. The younger Rich had worked on a computer database to help voters identify and map individual polling locations in his spare time. He also volunteered at the Humane Society. He took loved taking care of the dogs there. Now, acting D.C. Police Captain Anthony Haith, head of the homicide unit, said detectives have no suspects and are looking into all possible motives. Now, he said there were no witnesses, and police are trying to determine if any part of the crime was caught on surveillance video. I find it interesting, though. I don't know, I've become a little skeptical ever since I did that piece on the Clintons. He was working on a computer database that helped voters identify and map their individual polling locations. I wonder if he also helped dead voters find and map their polling locations. All right, I'm sorry. The Rich was the voter expansion data director at DNC chair, for the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, she issued a statement the other day saying, "Our hearts are broken with the loss of one of our own DNC family members. Over the weekend, Seth Rich was a dedicated, selfless public servant who worked tirelessly to protect the most sacred right we share as Americans, that is the right to vote. He saw the great potential in our nation and believed that together we can make the world a better place. Or we could steal the world from the Republicans." I don't know which she really meant to say. No, it is. But again, here we go again. Right? You've got a city where it's next to impossible to get a gun. Anybody home? You hear what I'm saying? Next to impossible to get a gun. So it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to think that taking away guns, making the city, I know, then you're going to hear, well, they came in from outside. That's how they gun them. They were legal guns that came in. No, they weren't. 9 out of 10 times in these crimes, they're stolen guns. They're guns that were got illegally, borrowed, taken, stolen, whatever you want to call it. And then you heard Corey talking about this earlier. And it's sad that, look, at even the thugs, I don't care what color you are, even the thugs in your own area can't take a night off while people do a vigil. What are they trying to do, prove a point? We're going to talk about the 5 that were shot during a vigil for a slain Baltimore man. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, there's a gazillion ways for you to get the show. Hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a whole bunch of stuff up there, along with, if you head over to Facebook now, we're live on Facebook as well. We are at that Facebook place. What is the, okay, there. So, look, it's facebook.com/realsideradio. It's really simple. I'm making it as simple as I can for you guys. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, I want to thank you guys for, you know, helping us reach some really, really, really high numbers on Facebook over the last couple of days. I really do appreciate that very much. What story were we working on? I can't stand it. Well, you know what happens is you guys send me these stories during the breaks. and I get into them. I think they're wonderful, and then I forget where I was. Which is, as you get older, you're going to get there too, so I don't care about it. I have no problem just moving on. I mean, for me, it's now yesterday's news. I can easily move on. But anyhow, I see if the producer was here, she's helping me out right now, but if she was here, she would tell me where I was off and how I need to go back. But let's have some fun. Yeah, you got to do something lighthearted. Otherwise, I'm going to pop a vessel here. Let's go to, go away. Here's a good one. It's from a couple days ago, but it's still good. President Obama runs around. We hear about how well everything is working out at the border. Actually, we're not hearing much about it anymore, but you're hearing about how everything's working out at the border, and we're catching more people than ever before, and we're doing this and we're doing that. And, don't look at the real stats, just, the border's fine, let's just forget about it. But Sheriff Paul Bavay recently said that the president has manipulated the data. He's had agents assigned to low traffic areas and attempted to quiet the dissent by calling those who question it or question his approach. Now, Bavay said the 1,500 Border Patrol agents that are mandated by Congress are not being hired. So let me see. So they're not able to follow the law. Now, the Border Patrol, if they need 1,500 agents, why aren't we giving them to them? Why aren't we making the money available? Why isn't Congress pushing them to spend that money? Remember, I have a real problem with Congress, and I've told you a million times. I'm tired of them voting to repeal Obamacare. They can't get it through. I know, it's a symbolic gesture. You know what happens? 62 times they're trying to slam your head against the wall as a symbolic gesture. They'd probably give you a concussion. How about we do something real? Why don't they really do things they can do, like maybe take bits and pieces of it and stop funding it? They can do that. They don't need a presidential approval for that. Pull out bits and pieces of it. Hold the money back. It ain't that hard. You have a legal right to do it. End of discussion. Allocate the funds to the wall. The wall's already been approved. Send the funds over. Tell the guys, hey, get the brick and mortar out. We're building that wall. We're going to take the money from Obamacare and put it over there. How's that? And they'd be well within their legal right. They'd actually be within a constitutional right to do it. And nobody can complain. So, I want you to hear this Border Patrol policeman, sheriff, whatever. Call it like it is. I think in 5 minutes, I think you can handle it. Stay awake that long anyhow. But he's upset. As well he should be. So it's not Joe interpreting what he said. It's not Joe reading what he said. It's the sheriff saying what he means. Which would help, probably, if I turned the sound on, wouldn't it? That's how I love it. So it's not Joe interpreting what he said. Oh, I love it. Don't you love it? Yeah, I'm working on it. I don't know how to work all this stuff. I already told you that. We may have to go to a different story. Anyway, I am Joe Vecini, your host. I do appreciate what you guys are putting up with tonight. I really am. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Oh, wait a minute. This might work. Let's see. It might work, though. God bless. Here we go. Come on.
Miles, 102% increase in the first 4 months of this fiscal year is up in the first 4 months of this fiscal year by 25%. You see 102% increase of unaccompanied juveniles, 102% increase in the first 4 months of this fiscal year. And we're up 170%.
102 and 170%. Okay, this is not like your capital gains or your profit at work. This is a bad thing.
Of families that are together, And so at a time when we see a rapid rise in the actual numbers crossing this border, and you can make any justification of why that's happening, what we see from this administration, from the Obama administration, is an actual reduction at a time we should be providing more support.
You hear that? The president is serious about securing our border. He's serious about making sure we're safe, kind of.
To secure our border. And we have seen 1,500 Border Patrol agents that are mandated by Congress that are not being hired. And we see a submission of another 300 Border Patrol agents that are being cut. That's approaching almost 10% of our border.
Think about that. So they needed 1,500 more. They need 1,500 more to secure the border. They need 1,500 to make sure you and I are safe. And the president goes, oh, hey, that's great. Cut 300 more. Yeah, he cares about us.
Border Patrol that is not being added, that is not on our border protecting, guarding, and defending America.
But I'll bet you what? I'll bet you Hillary gets elected. She turns that right around, and she gives him enough money to hire at least 15 more, a few, maybe a few. I don't know. I really don't know.
And with numbers that we've seen here in the Tucson sector in the three past years from 82,000 up to 123,000, what is it going to take to put the resources at our border? And we have a lack of enforcement that's going on. You don't have to look anywhere further than here in Pinellas.
Yeah, we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Think about that. An increase from 80 to 100 and some odd thousand, 43,000 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, our borders are secure. I don't know what you're worried about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go throw up. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made. That's right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Seriously, I mean, you're by my side if you're listening to the show, you're involved, you're engaged. Really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our president, who happens to be committed to our security, committed to securing the border, committed to the safety of the American people. All right, you know what? Whenever he speaks, I wish he'd make a dictionary and send it out to us so that we can all actually be on the same page. Because apparently we don't use the English language the same way. You know, I can't, we're more secure. Okay, and we haven't funded or haven't hired the 1,500 security border or the border security agents that we were promised. And if anything, now the administration is asking for another 300 border agents to be cut. That's a total of 10%. How about we, hey, yo, Obama, how about we take some of that money that you're doling out for the refugees? Why don't we take some of that money and give it to the Border Patrol? Right? Wouldn't that be a great... I mean, if you're not going to use it for our vets, if you're not going to use it for all those things that we need it for, hey, give it to the Border Patrol. Or do you care? That's the real question.
County, we're not on the border. People point that...
Actually, that was stupid. I should tell you, if you've just tuned in, we have an Arizona sheriff. He just can't take it anymore. He went off on a press conference, and he spilled it all. He is tired of what the president's doing. He's tired of what this administration is doing, expecting. You know, I said this last year. I said you could only take advantage of people for so long, especially good people, people of integrity, people trying to do their job. And they're going to start to crack. Military people are starting to crack, talking about how the president's plan or lack of plan or no plan for the Middle East is killing us. Anyway, now let's listen.
Out all the time, but it appears that it's even worse. There have been arrests of illegals who are trying to outrun our deputies at high rates of speed that readily admit that they've been deported 8 times, 14 times, 16 times, even 20 times. And the reason why...
Now. The left would say, well, maybe we shouldn't get into these high-speed chases because you know how many people they kill. And what for? For an illegal that's just hanging out here longer than he should? No, for somebody who's broken the law 15, 18, or 20 times. That's what the high-speed chase is about.
This is happening. Don't scratch your head trying to figure this out. It is because there's a lack of consequences. And you're going to hear today from Brandon and myself representing these men here, representing 16,000-plus Border Patrol agents. These are the cops. These are the men and women who swore an oath to protect our country. These are the cops at the border. And this administration literally has handcuffed them from doing their job. They have a leader in Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske who says that if they don't agree, and our heroes in the Border Patrol don't agree with the Obama administration and this lawlessness that's happening, that they can go find another job. And the president even referred to ICE in earlier interviews and the Border Patrol, saying that there'll be consequences. Well, I have a problem with that. This is almost like the...
If you don't break the law, there'll be consequences, my friend. So stupid. Oh, I've said this for years. See, the world didn't explode in 2012. I'm telling you, while we were sleeping, the earth stopped, started spinning in reverse, and everything that was right is now wrong, and everything that's wrong is now right. And there's some of you in large numbers. It's really sad because you didn't even have to drink the Kool-Aid. I don't understand.
Plaques you see in an office that the beatings will continue until morale improves. That's the wrong way to lead men and women who put their lives on the line to protect our country. At a time when not just the illegal immigrants, not just the drug cartels that we're fighting, but what about ISIS? What about the terrorist threats that our nation faces that have been announced by the enemies of America? This is a likely avenue of approach for them to come into our unsecured border. And we should be putting every resource to the border. And instead of threatening the very people who are charged with protecting our country, securing the border, they should be finding ways to further support them, adding those 1,800 Border Patrol agents, finding additional technology to secure the border.
No. If you're going to bring logic to the board, they're not going to play. I mean, seriously, think about this. The idea here, which is really, really kind of crazy, don't you think? Now, he keeps telling us how secure our border is, the president, El Presidente does. That they've got it under control, that they're deporting more people than they ever have before. Yet, the people that are on the border are saying, whoa, that's not true. It's not happening. We don't even have the people we need to deport the number of people the president says we are. I'd rather listen to this guy, the Arizona sheriff, who doesn't lie, than that other guy.
And how about this novel concept of enforcing the law? Everyone keeps talking about building the wall, building the dang fence. Consequences. Enforcing the law, that's what it's going to take. Commissioner Kerlikowske, before I turn it over to Brandon, Commissioner Kerlikowske actually told a story a couple years ago in front of the board of directors for the National Sheriff's Association, which I'm a member, and I came unglued. I came unglued because he started to tell a story about...
Now, listen to this. This is the administration's touchy-feely. They want you to feel. They want you to feel bad for the refugees. But I love this cop. He turns right around, and he puts the commissioner right in his place. Take a listen.
How a 12-year-old boy from Honduras had a birthday. And Border Patrol agents baked him a cake. And how wonderful that was that they baked him a cake. He had never had a birthday, and that these Border Patrol agents were baking him a cake. This isn't a lack of compassion for a 12-year-old boy who's celebrating his birthday. But my God, this shows us how screwed up our country is, and the leaders who are in charge of protecting our country are more concerned with the optics of our heroes in the Border Patrol baking a cake for a 12-year-old illegal kid from Honduras than protecting our country from terrorism and from securing the border. That's how screwed up our country is.
Well, you know, I gotta say, if we could provide one birthday cake for one 12-year-old kid who's never had one before, far be it from me to get in the way of a child's happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Is right now. Our heroes in the Border Patrol need our support. I, not just as a sheriff, more importantly as a citizen of this country, of this republic, am calling upon other American citizens and our Congress to stand up and do something about this.
That's it. We're done. He's calling on Congress to stand up and do something. We're done. They're not going to do anything. They never do anything. That's why 2 weeks ago when I said, hey, the sit-in, what's the big whoop? They do all the time. They sit around and do nothing.
And to stop the president as he's quickening his finishing touches to his plan for this lawless action without the support of Congress. Basically, a wave of his hand, not enforcing the law. And that's where, in a republic, that has to be stopped. And it's only stopped by us as citizens, us as leaders, for us shining this light on the situation where there's actual trafficking that's happening and our Border Patrol agents are...
So we've got trafficking of young kids. We have human trafficking, right? We have the sex slave stuff going on. We have the drugs coming over the border. We have people that want to do harm to us coming over the border. But the president says everything's fine. We got it. We've got it handled. We've got it under control. And Fox News is just making it a bigger issue than it actually is. Well, two things. This is not Fox News. Okay? And two, this is Sheriff, and this is one of three sheriffs that came out around the same time and said the same thing. They need more Border Patrol agents. They've been asked to cut back on Border Patrol agents. And they actually, that the president's numbers don't jive, don't make sense, and frankly just aren't real. Come on, think about that. And that was Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babo. Is that his name? Babo? Bubba. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Great guy. Great guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so to prove a point. How many of you in the chat room? Or let's see how fast you can respond. I know there's a couple second delay, so I can wait. But the in the chat room, how many of you know where Donald Trump lives? All right, so tell me where Donald Trump lives, what city he lives in. And on top of that, I don't know how to do this. The first one that actually types in the chat room, not only what city he lives in, but where specifically he lives. I'll give a copy of the Constitution Made Easy to. Like $15. If you bought it at the store, $12 to $15. You can't. I don't want his physical address. I want to know city, where he lives, city, well, I want to know what city he lives in, and then I want to know specifically, I can't get too descriptive here, because then I give it away. I mean, I want to know what the place he lives in is called. How's that? So that would be the first one that pops up there. Now, while that's going on, okay, he doesn't count. Yes, he does. I know. Yeah, that's right. New York City, right? Lives in Trump Tower. You'd have to have been in a coma for the last 9 years not to know that. However, Mark Dice, who I love his interviews in the street. He's interviewing a bunch of people who apparently don't have a clue. And take a listen.
I don't know where he lives.
Just generally, where does he live?
I have no idea.
Are you a Trump supporter?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man, I don't know where Donald Trump lives.
Just hold on, one at a time. What city is Donald Trump from?
I have no idea.
Are you an American?
Yeah.
Okay. Where does Donald Trump live?
No idea.
What state?
Now, these are people you'll see as it goes on that he... They don't like Trump. They don't. Trump's a bad guy, this guy, that guy, right? They don't know anything about him.
You don't know?
No. I'm actually in a hurry.
You're not a Donald Trump supporter?
No.
No. No.
Mm. What city's Donald Trump from?
Goodbye now. There you go. That guy said New York.
Okay.
Not San Diego. We beat his ass.
Where does Donald Trump live?
I have no idea.
Like, generally?
Generally? I have no idea.
None.
What? I can guarantee it's not in his car.
What city does Donald Trump live in?
He lives in New Jersey. I don't know.
That's a state, but...
You know, I've never given it much thought.
Where does Donald Trump live?
Really? We're not answering Donald Trump questions.
That's because I don't have a clue. I love these people. We're not answering Donald Trump questions. Because you're too dumb to know where he lives. Can't stand the guy. Don't know anything about him.
Where does Donald Trump live?
I don't know.
Are you a Trump supporter?
No.
Just roughly, what city, what state is he kind of best known for being in?
I have no clue.
No idea.
No idea.
Donald Trump is a resident of what state?
New York.
You got it.
Oh, great. Oh,
God. Okay, I love this girl. And the reason I love this girl is that she knows she doesn't have a clue. And instead of being honest about it, she plays that stupid giggle game. That immature little stupid giggle game. Take a listen.
State.
New York.
You got it.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
One at a time. Hold on.
I want politics.
Where? Okay, we'll talk to her. Hold on. Where did you live?
I don't know.
Where is Trump Tower located?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Wow, man.
Where is Trump Tower located?
Oh, ew. Absolutely not. Absolutely
just
not.
What city is it in?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Trump Tower?
Where is Trump Tower located?
Trump Tower, Vegas. Am I wrong?
The city where Donald Trump lives, what city is that?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea.
Should I know?
Are you a Donald Trump supporter?
Not particularly, not from what I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty racist.
Would you consider yourself informed on the issues in the election?
No, not particularly, but from what I've seen in the highlights, it's not pretty. All the mobs, all the...
Those are the liberals, though.
Yeah.
Those are the anti-Trump people who are the violent scum. What city is Donald Trump from?
New York.
Are you a Trump supporter?
I am.
Oh, well... That's a good thing that you know that.
Yes.
You'd be shocked how many Trump opponents are so clueless about him and his policies.
I mean, if you don't know that Donald Trump lives in the Trump Towers, how much are you paying attention for real? And why should I care why you dislike him? I mean, seriously, shouldn't you have a clue, an inkling of where he lives? What if he lives in a small two-bedroom house somewhere, even though he's a multi-billionaire? Would you have a different viewpoint of him? I mean, shouldn't you know what he's doing, where he lives, and why?
They don't even know where he lives. What state? What city? Nothing.
We love Trump.
Thanks for watching. Subscribe to youtube.com/MarkDice for more.
You know, I love Mark's stuff because he's right in there. He doesn't, nothing scares him. He doesn't really care. But he's not afraid to ask the questions. The uncomfortable questions. I've got another one. We don't have enough time for it. But he walks the beach on the 4th of July. He's got a flag in his hand that he's waving. And forgive me, but these morons can't tell him. Now he's got the flag in his hand. He's holding it in front of them. And they can't tell him how many stars are on the flag. They haven't even got the horse sense, the IQ level, to be able to say, hey, hold that flag still, let me read it. And some people will say, you know, hey, you know, you're picking on the wrong stuff. You're not talking about the right stuff. It's not, this is not a problem. It's not an issue. It's only an issue for you. No, it is an issue. When you don't have the ability, when you don't have the horse sense to know the basics of what's going on with you and your country or what have you, that's a problem. So on July 9th, Obama was doing his normal thing, out speaking and trying to apologize for this country. I don't know what for this time, but for something, I'm sure. He was in Warsaw, Poland, if you remember that. So he criticized gun laws in Texas. He tied police safety to more gun control and said America needs to come together and talk about guns. Well, if he wants to actually sit down and have a real conversation about guns, yeah, but he really doesn't. He's not interested, I'm telling you. Okay? He said there is a way to talk that is consistent with our Constitution and the Second Amendment. Can't tell you what that is. He just says there is a way to do it. Then he pledged that he will not cease talking about gun control. Now, I wish he would do... you guys are going to hate me. I wish he would do a second... he would do an executive order to freeze, to amend, to do something with the Second Amendment. I really do. Because if you want to see Trump win by a landslide... Because Hillary's not going to go against it. I'd love to see Hillary, after he does something stupid like that, say, hey, the first thing I'm going to do when I get in office is I'm going to repeal the executive order by the president. She wouldn't do that. She may find herself dead. And not by me. By Mr. Oblamo. The feds would show up at her front door and arrest her. But you see what I'm saying? You know, the president... not being honest about guns. We know this already. Most of the Dems, most of the far left progressive Dems, they're not wanting, they're not having, they're not interested in an honest conversation about guns. We already know this. And it's just irritating as heck. Because it isn't that hard. Now, unlike some of my friends on the right, I don't believe in no restriction whatsoever, but I also don't believe in I actually haven't believed in anything the president put forward yet. You know? Don't trust him. Don't trust what he would do. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always be part of the conversation. Let your friends and loved ones know about the show. Again, we're live on Facebook now every night. Hopefully you will you link it to your friends or help me. You're laughing at me because you know I haven't got a clue. You share it. I don't like to share. Firstborn people don't share well. You share with your friends. Okay, so I don't even share with my brothers, right? Let alone my friends. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Check out the website, therealside.com, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Don't go far. Don't do anything stupid. We'd love to have you back.